Since the COVID-19 pandemic, there has been an explosion in the popularity of arm wrestling across Ontario. This fact was very much in evidence on May 18 at the Ontario Provincial Arm Wrestling Championships, which were held in Sudbury this year, as more than 400 competitors, and likely as many fans and supporters, turned out for the event. Organized by the Rock City Reapers and held at the Holiday Inn on Regent Street, the event drew some 40 teams from Toronto and area to the south, all the way up to Kapuskasing in the north. Winners qualify for the Nationals. The Reapers themselves are a testament to the renewed popularity of the sport. In recent years, the team has ballooned in size to some 40 members, team member Brad Wade told Sudbury.com. Our team started at 3 or 4 members, and we're up to probably about 40 now, he said. He suspects people stuck at home during the pandemic began watching arm wrestling videos on YouTube. In particularly, the popularity of videos featuring Canadian arm wrestler Devin Larratt, now considered one of the best of all time, helped drive the surge in popularity. The competition also ran the gamut of divisions, going from wrestlers as young as 12 up to those 60+, with competition divided by gender, weight class and arm. Many wrestlers compete with both their right and left arms. The event also drew some higher-profile competitors. One of those is Sudbury's own John, the Savage, Therrien, who is currently one of the top-ranked pullers at 198 pounds, earning him sponsorships, tournament entries and invitations and a growing social media following. He was given his nickname by none other than Neil Pickup, the British champion arm wrestler and the founder of Arm Wars. When I go to the table, it's no mercy, 28-year-old Therrien said with a deceptively friendly grin. Therrien, who is originally from Kapuskasing, is the owner of Greater Sudbury Contracting. Since winning the first youth competition he entered 13 years ago, Therrien said he was hooked on arm wrestling, but 4 years ago that hook sunk even deeper. In 2022, Therrien made waves when he defeated top-ranked Frode Hogland of Norway at Arm Wars. You can check out that match here. With promoters covering his travel and entry to competitions, Therrien has wrestled in 13 states, the UK twice and Puerto Rico. He's currently ranked first in Canada in his weight class. While Sudbury might be a bit smaller and out of the way, it has turned out some impressive arm wrestling talent, he said. He highlighted his fellow Reaper team member Jocelyn Brisson just became the number one woman in her category in North America Sarah Brackman at a U.S. tournament this month. Therrien said while he loves the competition and camaraderie of the sport, he also loves that anyone can do it and it's a low-cost sport to enter. There's no cost to start, you just bring your arms with you, he said with a grin. The event also attracted a man well known in the arm wrestling community in Ontario and around the world. In fact, he's a bit of a legend. That man is Big Earl Wilson. Wilson didn't compete in Sudbury, he was on hand as an official. His arm wrestling career is a storied one. The Ottawa resident has been in the sport 34 years. Wilson is the first wrestler to win 3 gold medals in 24 hours, which he did in 2000 in Finland. That record alone is enough to ensure his name lives on. But Wilson, whose daughter, Sarah, is a 7-time national champion, didn't just do it once, he did it twice. Repeating his triple gold performance at the World Championships in Italy in 2009. Incredibly, among a long list of medal performances, Wilson holds 11 World Championship gold titles. I've traveled the world, he said with a smile. I've made friends in this sport that will last a lifetime. He said the provincial championship in Sudbury is the biggest he can remember. I'm stoked that it's catching on the way it is, he said. The Ontario Arm Wrestling Association, OAWA, held its annual meeting at the provincial championships this past weekend. Wilson was elected the new president. He said his goal for his tenure is to alleviate some of the costs associated with hosting tournaments, so host teams don't have to bear so much of the burden, and to make it more affordable for people to compete provincially and nationally. The results, first place winners only. Youth under 12, right arm, girls. Evie Arnott, £60. Scarlett Tessier, £85. Youth under 12, right arm, boys. Max Payne, £110. Colin Dion, £110+. Youth under 12, left arm, girls. Olivia Rodriguez, £60. Logan Arnett, £85. Youth under 12, left arm, boys. Max Payne, £110. Colin Dion, £110+. Youth 13 to 18, right arm, girls. Audrey Lalonde, £130. Iti Machanda, £160. Hilary Niland, £160+. Youth 13 to 18, left arm, girls. Audrey Lalonde, £130. Iti Manchanda, £160. Julianne Watt, £160+. Youth 13 to 18, right arm, boys. Ben Larabierre, £130. Cole Braden, £160. William Hining Spriggs, £160+. Youth 13 to 18, left arm, boys. Nicholas Boldick, £130. Cole Braden, £160. Kanan Trim, £160+. Women's Masters. Patricia Brisson, open weight, right. Kathy Facey, open, left. Men's Masters, right arm. Donald Burns, £154. Luke Millett, £176. Nicola Gazzetto, £198. Dave Hall, £220. Jamie McDonald, £220+. Men's Masters, left arm. Donald Burns, £154. Luke Millett, £176. Jason Dubray, £198. Joe Gould, £220. Evan Borguin, £220+. Women's Open, right arm. Patrinan Brooks, £132. Candy Street Pierre, £154. Patricia Brisson, £176. Sarah Wilson, £176+. Women's Open, left arm. Patrinan Brooks, £132. Candy Street Pierre, £154. Jenny Radford, £176. Sarah Wilson, £176+. Men's Open, right arm. Andy Chan, £143. Daniel Labrie, £154. Matt Hamelin, £176. John Terrian, £198. Jake Charles, £220. Mike Smith, £242. Curtis Cameron, £242+. Men's Open, left arm. Andy Chan, £143. Matt Smith, £154. Brad Wade, £176. Jason Dubray, £198. Jake Charles, £220. Evan Burgoyne, £242. Curtis Cameron, £242.